was when they were profiling anybody that, that had anything to do with socialism.
And if you look at people polling from people under the age of 35, we our age demographic views the term capitalism more negatively than we do view the term socialism. So,
right.
Frankly, it's not a great defense.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's one of the big things is now is the internet itself and social media. Obviously, the rich interests control the media, so they get to tell you what you hear. They get to tell you what information you get to have, but that's gone. And I think that's why now is the time that we have fringe politicians coming in, and they're enormously popular.
Yeah, because if you look at someone like Bernie Sanders, he's been completely ignored up until the last month or two. He's been 100% ignored by the mainstream media, and all of his success is due to, I mean, in a large part of the internet, but like social media has been pretty much his exclusive platform. And I mean, he has run a campaign that's actually done a great job of connecting with young people through the media that we consume.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's the fastest half hour of my day. I don't know about you. I just have a couple blurbs I want to read here out of the labor notes. All right. You're interested in going, the labor notes troublemaker schools in Chicago, April 1st through 3rd. Today is the last day to register and get a big discount. It's $45 off, making it $105.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I'm going, by the way.
All right.
Also in here, a federal judge has ordered the Pennsylvania printing company American Future Systems, Inc. to pay back $1.75 million in back pay and damages to 6,000 employees that were forced to clock out when they used the bathroom.
Wow. Well, that's an exciting ruling right there.
That is. Well, actually, I'd love to read a bunch more of these. If you don't have labor notes, check it out. There's a lot of good information in there. But it's now 6:31, and I'm sure the folks with Prison Pipeline are dying to give you guys an exciting show. So this has been Labor Radio. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
On February 20th, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., Grassroot News will honor the memory, legacy, and life of Malcolm X. Join us for the music, the memory, and the deconstruction of Malcolm's political career, his split from the Nation of Islam, and the course of actions that led to his assassination 51 years ago on February 21st, 1965. As Ozzie Davis eulogized,
"Prince. Our own black shining prince who didn't hesitate to die because he loved us so."
Again, on February 20th, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., join us as we honor the memory, life, and legacy of Malcolm X.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Wamba at the Analog Cafe, Friday, February 19th at 10 p.m. Wamba is a Portland-based band that mixes traditional West African rhythms from Ghana with jazz, funk, and Afrobeat styles. Friday, February 19th, there will be a special two-set performance. The evening starts at 10 p.m. at the Analog Cafe, 720 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me
Good evening. You are listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. I'm Amy Johnson. I'm here with
Mindy Griffiths
and
Pedro Andrade.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. Tonight we're having a Valentine's Day special, reading messages that were written to and by people who are incarcerated. Later tonight, we will be speaking to someone who spent many Valentine's Days behind bars. We hope that tonight KBOO's airwaves will connect people who are separated on Valentine's Day and other special days through messages of love. That's why we invited listeners to send us their Valentine's Day messages. Thank you to everyone who wrote in. Let's get this party started.
All right, we're going to start out with a message from Jason Nelson. He says, to my lifelong friend, Greg Witchery, who comes down here and sees me every year and has always supported my situation. He's a great person and a really good friend no matter what. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Jason.
This message is from Scott Walt. To all those under the shackles for weed, have faith, keep your strength, and stay focused. We survive. I'm with you always, a recently released prisoner.
To my fiancé, Zach, I feel blessed beyond words that you're in my life. You've grown into an amazing man over the past 7 years, and I'm proud to call you my future husband. I miss you and love you more than words can say. More than I can say in words. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Ashley.
To Ethan Cook, much love from an anonymous friend.
The deepest emotions in our heart are love and compassion. These emotions become real when we feel a loved one's touch, when we hug our children or kiss someone we care about. When our prisoners lose their freedom, they also lose the ability to physically show their emotions to their family and friends. The loss of a prisoner's freedom often turns their hearts cold from not being able to physically love. If you are without your loved ones today, you must believe and feel love from your thoughts. Don't let them slip away. Your thoughts are very important because they turn into actions. So love hard. Love from your heart and soul, and peace will eventually overcome your pain. Focus your thoughts on what you want, not what you don't have. I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of our nonviolent prisoners and their families who are going without their loved ones touch this year. I mean it from deep within my heart. Love always, Kristen Floor, XOXO.
This message is to Katia Becker. I said I would always love you, didn't I? Keep shining. Just keep doing your thing, girl. Much love. That's from another anonymous writer.
This is for Brian Sears at Snake River. Hi, Brian. I hope you had a decent meal for Valentine's Day. Just want you to know I am always thinking of you, my dear child. Lots of love, Mom.
Sid at OSP. I love you and cannot wait to see you. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think of you and all the fun we had. We'll be kicking it soon again. Love you, Dee Dee.
Hi, Terry. Just wanted you to know that I'm thinking about you. Hope you are doing okay. Judy from ESS in Eugene.
To Robert. Hi, Robert. I sure hope you are doing well. Hope you come straight back to the station when you get out. Love you, Judy. And also a message to Jason Benz from Scott. And that's just a shout out. Happy Valentine's Day. Up next, we are going to have a brief music break and we will be right back.
Emily, I still bow at your feet, though I no longer kiss them. Barclay.
I also wanted to give a shout out to the guys that are at Donald E. Long. Around last Valentine's Day, I was going out there and teaching yoga. So a lot of those guys are probably not still there, but wherever you are, you meant a lot to me, and I hope you're having a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Y un saludo especial a nuestros hermanos y nuestras hermanas que se encuentran separados de sus familias este día de San Valentín. Siguen en nuestros pensamientos. Nos vemos pronto.
Yeah, so the Valentine's Day, it's really interesting, not specifically just Valentine's Day, but other holidays, to be away from your family members. That's something that I know pretty well. I have a brother who's incarcerated, and he's almost at like about 7 years now, and it's always pretty hard. And that was one of the reasons why I was thinking about this show, and one of the reasons I wanted to do a show where we got write-ins, is because, you know, it can be hard to really connect in the way that you would normally connect with somebody who you love. And you see sometimes on chat forums, women who have partners that are in prison are wondering, how am I going to make this Valentine's Day special? How am I going to really, you know, it's hard when you're not on the outside with the person that you love. So that was our hope for tonight, that we could bring some connection through their waves.
Yes. And we are currently waiting for our guest. We're trying to get in contact with him. His name is Eugene Fisher. He was incarcerated for 25 years after a life sentence. He worked to self-educate himself and to become a sort of a jailhouse lawyer, and was able to be released from federal prison about 3 years ago. And he is involved in, he works now helping nonviolent prison offenders get out of prison. And one of the organizations that he belongs to is called Voices of the Cannabis War.
Yes, absolutely. Eugene has been fighting very tirelessly for prisoner rights ever since he got out in 2012. And helped his co-defendant also get out of his life sentence. Yeah. So he worked really hard, spent many Valentine's days behind the bars.
Yes, unfortunately, he wasn't feeling well, as was what we had heard, and so we're trying to get a hold of him. He lives in California.
Yeah, well, he's in California now. He lives in Florida. I want to give a shout out to a couple people I know who are out there.
Yes.
Chad Latham, he was in Sheridan, was recently released to a halfway house, so he's in Washington right now. Piers Baker, who is a dear friend of mine, also in Sheridan. And Chris Williams, who is not in Oregon right now, but used to be, and I would just want to send him a special shout out as well.
Yes. And it's very important, I think, that we remember those that are in prison and that are away from their families, especially during those holidays where, you know, we tend to draw closer to our loved ones and to our friends. And unfortunately, the communication isn't always there, isn't always accessible, and some folks who are in prison are far away from their families, and communicating with someone in prison can often be difficult for family members, whether it be for income reasons or just for simply not having the means to communicate and travel and visit our loved ones during the holidays. So it's good to have these shows to get people,
absolutely,
get the word out and let people know that there's a voice out there for them.
And there's so, even those situations where even if you do get to go visit, just because you make it to the prison doesn't mean you get in.
That's right.
Some, they go on lockdown regularly at the moment's notice. And I've seen mothers waiting on Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
And not being able to see their children.
Absolutely.
And it can be really hard to have any communication.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the things that's been happening is that a lot of prisons are being built in rural communities, but a lot of the people who are going into prisons are coming from the cities, and it ends up that a lot of times people are really, really far away from their family, which is, you know, part of that financial means that we're talking about to visit your loved one. And with federal crimes, people can be in other states. And
absolutely.
So, it is definitely a big barrier visiting. But we wanted to, you know, let listeners call in if you still wanted to send a message to someone who is close to your heart who is in prison. Our telephone number is 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. So if you wanted to give another shout out, you didn't quite get to write in, then we'd love to hear from you. Again, that number is 503-231-8187.
Yes.
So Amy, I've been asked a couple times, what can I send my loved one if they're in prison? What, you know, can I send them a Valentine's Day card? And the answer is yes. As long as it's not too fancy, don't want glitter on it, they can't get stamps or stickers or glue, things like that. But if you keep it a very basic, mainstream, either just hand-drawn or very basic purchased card, then they can definitely get those in the mail. Gifts can be purchased through bookstores, things like that, as long as they're shipped directly from the manufacturer of the bookstore to the inmate. A real popular thing that I've been noticing lately is coloring books. You can buy those from bookstores, and they're very therapeutic. And so just the idea of some of these guys sitting around, you know, getting their stress out by coloring in a coloring book, is kind of warms my heart. So there's lots of things that you can send them, but if you want to be for sure, contact the prison itself and they will tell you the rules about what can be sent to each location.
Okay. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening. And again, we invite you to call in at 503-231-8187. Are you listening? Do you have a loved one in jail? Were you incarcerated yourself? Give us a call. Maybe you want to say something. Maybe you have a positive message for the folks out there. Another thing to consider, too, is the difficulty that prisoners have once they are released from prison and adapting back into society or into our communities, and the different kind of difficulties they may face in being able to relate to others after being incarcerated and separated, oftentimes 23 hours a day, as we often heard here. And just having a hard time just relating to others and being able to feel a part of the community. So if you're in that situation, if you want to give us a call, let us know what you went through, what you're going through. Sometimes that's what we need, is just to share our story or just to say something positive to someone who may be going through that.
Yeah, so that number is 503-231-8187. So give us a call. You're making me think of something, and that's the length of the sentences, the duration of the sentences. So Eugene Fisher, for example, he was in prison for 25 years, and you think about that length of time, and it's even other sentences that are even a bit shorter. It can be very hard to keep in touch with someone who you don't see every single day. I mean, that happens with people who are in long distance relationships that aren't in prison. And that's one really big thing that that happens when you take away somebody's freedom as a way to punish them, is that you're taking away those connections, which are actually what makes people be able to integrate into society once their sentence is over and become productive members of society, which is what ideally the aim of corrections is that there people are going to come out and they're going to be able to be good members in society. And we do have a caller on the line, I think. It's Ashley from Eugene.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. I'm not from Eugene, but my phone is apparently telling you that I am.
Oh, well, thanks for calling. What would you like to share with us?
I just want to give another shout out to my fiance. I sent in a message, but since you invited people to call, I figured I'd call and say something since he's listening right now.
What's his name? Can you give us his name?
Oh, it's Zach. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Ashley. And you can tell us a lot more. How did you guys meet? And actually, I wanted to say that I'd been thinking about you for. We know that you participate all the time on our Facebook page, and we really appreciate your participation in the show. So thank you for also calling. And tell us more about your situation and Zach and how that's been for you. I know it's been 7 years that you guys have been together, or maybe that he's been in prison.
It has. We've been dating for 4 years, but we've known each other for 7 years. We met in a high school computer class.
Nice.
Yeah. Then he was 15 when he went in under a measure 11. So
wow.
That's been a little tough.
Yeah.
Yep, and he's got 2.5 more years to go.
Wow. So that's a long time. And has he been able to finish high school since he... has been in prison?
He finished high school. He is in college classes, actually. He is in automotive classes. He wants to really focus on that because he knows there's a good market for that out here and that it'll be a reliable job to have when he comes home.
Cool. That's awesome. Zach, you're doing really good work in there. We're really glad that you've got Ashley here out on the outside supporting you. And
he's very
really
anxious to see you.
Yeah, and really following through your education and planning for your life on the outside. That's totally cool.
Is there any other message you want to give, you want to send to Zach, Ashley?
I just wanted to say again that I love him and happy day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, we thank you very much for calling in, and we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Keep your head up.
You guys.
Keep your head up. You'll be together soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, if there's anyone else that would like to call, any other listeners, again, our phone number is 503-231-8187. If I could share just a personal story as to how the incarceration has affected my life. I have a brother who is now has been deported back to our home country of Mexico. We were brought to this country at a very early age, unfortunately, due to the circumstances that we found ourselves in, living in poverty, growing up in poverty, and having limited resources, at least for what we understood, having that culture change coming from Mexico and living in America. He ended up in trouble and has dealt with issues we all have issues with like addiction and alcoholism. And unfortunately, he has been deported from this country. And it's really sad, to see because unfortunately, a lot of people that are like in his shoes who were raised in America but are born in another country and then being deported back and then finding themselves, with another culture, having to adapt to a culture that a person is not necessarily accustomed to. and that difficulty that folks face down there. And there are a lot of what I guess what you call dreamers who unfortunately got caught up in the prison system, whether it be in California and Texas and out of the southern west southwestern states, who now find themselves in Mexico with, you know, really without having a sense of, you know, being a part of, whether it be having a home country, finding themselves maybe feeling like they are homeless in a way, right? Having mm-hmm. not feeling a part of the Mexican culture because that's not where they were raised, and then also feeling like they've been abandoned or stripped of, you know, what they've known most of their life and how they grew up. So and a lot of them find themselves now working for companies that, you know, the customer service is when we call and you know, if you have a problem with your, whether it be your phone or your credit card, sometimes you're calling, we're calling these some of these folks who, you know, who speak, you know, English and Spanish and are employable in by those companies and unfortunately and they find themselves in that, you know, having to work in that as finding like the only thing that they could basically do when they're, you know, deported, because there are no other alternatives, no other options, and some of them actually face discrimination when they're back there. So just wanted to share that personal story and just how difficult it is, you know, in communicating when you talk to, like, I know for my with my brother, it's just that difficulty, you know, and like, you know, what do you do with yourself when you find yourself like that, you know? So
yeah. And were you guys pretty close while you were living together? How long has it been?
And that's another thing, you know, we talk about Amy, we talk about how difficult it is and how you grow apart, you know, because when you're in prison for, you know, when you're in the justice, in that, when you get caught up in the criminal system, unfortunately, when you're brown or black, you, it's a revolving door, you know, and so that creates a separation that made it difficult for me to relate to my brother mm-hmm. and to really say, okay, I have a close relationship with him, because our relationship was basically, you know, how we communicated when he was released. And you know, but unfortunately, when you have when you're in the system like that, you know it keep going. You know, you it's easy to get back. It's easy to get, you know, caught up and end up back in, you know, something as simple as a driving violation mm-hmm. will land you back in prison. So
yeah, it's I have a friend who's her former husband, he's in California, and he is currently 20 years plus into a sentence. And what actually happened is that it is like his strike three.
Yeah.
And so because of it being his strike three, and actually next week we'll hear about this, yeah. this gentleman in the show that I'll be having on mm-hmm. next week. So because it was his strike three, he was just getting a ride. Somebody offered him a ride, and yeah. he didn't know that there was a gun in that guy's car.
Yes.
And because of that, he went to prison. He's been in prison for over 25 years for doing absolutely
nothing. Just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, essentially.
Yeah. And that's what happens once you get into the system.
Well, we want to thank our listeners. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Prison Pipeline tonight. Unfortunately, we were unable to to get a hold of Eugene Fisher. We wish him well. We hope he gets better soon, and we hope to hear from him. You have been listening to Prison Pipeline at KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Listen to this and the previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. I want to thank everyone who wrote in also Eugene Fisher for accepting to be our guest, although even though we weren't able to get a hold of him, we're hoping he feels better. And we thank our engineer, Danielle Parks, and we wish everyone a good night.
Oh yeah, and thank you Ashley also for calling.
Ashley, yes.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intention
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor War Against the People, Israel, the Palestinians, and Global Pacification, a public lecture by Jeff Halper, Tuesday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Portland. Jeff Halper is the longtime head of the Israel Committee Against House Demolitions and is known for his activism on the ground in support of Palestinian rights and a just peace. Jeff will be on a book tour for his recently published book, War Against the People. Again, that's War Against the People, Israel, the Palestinians, and Global Pacification, a public lecture by Jeff Halper, Tuesday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 1838 Southwest Jefferson in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Wamba at the Analog Cafe, Friday, February 19th at 10 p.m. Wamba is a Portland-based band that mixes traditional West African rhythms from Ghana with jazz, funk, and Afrobeat styles. Friday, February 19th, there will be a special two-set performance. The evening starts at 10 p.m. at the Analog Cafe, 720 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Hard Knock Radio, so stay tuned.